If you believe assault is an act, not an adjective, your safety is not just on the gun, it is the gun. Freedom is a fundamental human right. Welcome to your show, Two-Way Radio with Bill Carnes. What do you believe? Your safety is your responsibility, not the government's, not anybody else's. Be a citizen, not a subject. Better yet, be a listener. Because it's an inalienable right, not a privilege. The 2A Radio Show with Bill Carnes is live, right now. Call 1-800-313-9443.
All right. Good morning, everybody. I'm your host, Bill Carnes. You're listening to 2A Radio right here on RBN. Thank you very much to RJ Hinder, previous host on the last show. Thank you for sending your audience off to us right here on 2A Radio. Guys, on 2A Radio, and I'm going to explain this because we have a lot of new listeners that are coming in all the time. 2A Radio stands all for Second Amendment Radio. 2A, Second Amendment. 2aradio.com. is the website. It's not two-way radio. It's 2A, it's in Second Amendment Radio.com. And my email address to send me comments about the show or anything else is bill@2aradio.com. Now, if you're going to send me a personal message directed to me directly from you, that's great. Any forwards you feel like sending, do me a favor, send them to somebody else because I get them from several other email addresses all the time. Please do not send me forwards. Please do not put Bill at 2A Radio on a whole list of different people you're emailing stuff to, because then all I get is a whole bunch of garbage that people end up sending to me along down the line. And it is a mess. I have a lot of email that I have to go through, and that just makes it that much worse. So, Bill at 2A Radio, if you want to have a personal communication back and forth, that's great. What do we talk about here on the show? We talk about guns, gear, we talk about the right to carry, we talk about open carry, concealed carry, we talk about open carry movements, we talk about where politicians want to curb our open carry rights, where they want to curb our concealed carry rights, and also in areas of the country where they want to expand those rights and make it much more less restrictive. Much more less, that sounds weird, and make it much less restrictive to carry your guns for personal protection. Guys, in the economy of today, police departments, sheriff's departments are laying off people left and right because they can't afford to pay them. The money's just not there. Revenues, tax revenues, all kinds of revenues are down. So that means two things. There are less cops on the street, and it's driven more people into crime. Who are you going to call? It's not Ghostbusters, guys. It's going to be Mr. Glock. It's going to be Mr. Browning when you pull your 1911. Whoever it is, it's going to be the manufacturer of the gun that you're carrying. We also talk about sporting uses of guns, but mainly it's a defensive-natured show where we go into different news articles. There's commentary. There's certainly my opinion. And then there's call-in. If at any time you feel as though you would like to call into the show, the number here is 800-313-9443. And a lot of people listen to the archives. The archives are available on the website, 2aradio.com. And then you can go on there, you can listen to the archives. The archives are commercial free. It gets right down to the nitty gritty. And they're always up within about a half an hour, maybe even 20 minutes, of the show being completed for the day. So I just wanted to give you all of that background. So coming up, and the rest of the show, you're going to get news, commentary, certainly my opinion on some of the things going on around the country at state and federal levels, and really see what's going on out there. So stay tuned. I'm your host, Bill Carnes, and you're listening to me right here on 2A Radio. Two-Way Radio with Bill Carnes is live. 1-800-313-9443. And welcome back from the break, guys. You're all familiar, if you've been listening to the show at all, that the open carry movement in California has been gaining a lot of ground. And what that whole thing is all about is in California back in the 1960s, I think it was in 66 or 68, somewhere around there, in the later part of the 1960s, the Black Panthers were none too happy with some legislation that was going on in the state capital of California in Sacramento. So armed, they marched on the state capital and rallied on the steps. The very next day, both houses of the state legislature and the governor signed into law a piece of legislation saying that, yeah, you can carry guns in California, you just can't carry them around loaded. However, you can carry ammunition with you as well. We just don't want you to have loaded guns. Now, before that time, there were no laws on the books. They just recognized, observed, and respected your rights as a breathing sovereign American citizen that you had the right to keep and bear arms. However, once they got scared because there was an uprising, however, no shots were fired, no laws were broken. Everyone was exercising their constitutional right to gather and petition the government for their grievances. And they did it while exercising their Second Amendment right as well about having guns. So what they decided to do was finally put a law in the books that would subvert the Second Amendment rights of Californians to where you can't carry around a loaded gun. However, what you can do is you can carry around an unloaded handgun that's exposed and then carry ammunition on you, on your belt, in your pocket, whatever it is. Semi-autos, that'd work pretty quick. Pull it out, insert a magazine, rack the action, and go. Now, since this movement has been really increasing, now, the more and more socialist that this country becomes, the more and more people start seeping out of society saying no and stop, and I'm going to do things that I never really thought that I would do because I never thought that my government would push me into doing them. That includes carrying a gun all the time. Now, there is an area in Northern California called East Bay, California. And, of course, the East Bay police chief is calling for a ban on open carry. Let me read this story to you. An East Bay police chief will be in Sacramento on Wednesday, that was yesterday, to advocate a bill that would crack down on the open carry movement in which gun enthusiasts say they're exercising their Second Amendment rights and protecting their personal safety by carrying unloaded firearms in plain sight in public places. Emerald Police Chief Ken James said he'll be representing the California Police Chiefs Association, which has thrown its support behind a bill, AB 1934, the bill being unveiled this week by Assemblywoman Lori Saldana, a Democrat out of San Diego. Saldana amended the bill last week so it would subject to exceptions, a few exceptions here and there, make it a misdemeanor to openly carry an unloaded handgun in specified public areas. Open carry advocates say it's a further abridgment of their constitutional rights. Gee, you think? Open carry has been an issue in the East Bay area across California for several months now. Some businesses have adopted policies barring customers from bringing firearms inside. We'll talk about that. We visited that earlier in the week. We'll talk about it again. Now, this police chief, James, said his concerns about the open carry movement are twofold. One is officer safety. This puts an officer between a rock and a hard spot. Do we treat the gun as, oh, it's just an open carry? Or do we treat it as we're trained to do from day one at the academy, that it's possibly a danger? And we'll address that as well. The other is an issue of public safety, he says. If the assumption is being made that the guns aren't loaded, and if I see you walking down the street with that nice handgun, and I have my loaded gun, and I decide to take your unloaded gun from you, I have the advantage. It's an open target for people to be robbed of their unloaded handguns. A total bunch of bullcrap. We'll talk about that as well. All the polls I've seen, the average citizen is uneasy seeing a gun. We have always, in Emeraldville, that's the police department, had a polka in uniform, you do not expose your weapon simply because people don't feel comfortable seeing them, he said, noting plainclothes officers and detectives must ensure they're wearing something over their sidearms even on the hottest days. He said the California Police Chiefs Association did a statewide survey to gauge its members' concern about the open carry movement and what the best approach would be to address the concern, meaning all of the police chiefs, he asked them what they thought. One possibility was a statewide ban. Another was a local choice and control by city or county ordinance. But James said, that creates a lot of issues for the poor citizen who needs to know 58 counties and more than 500 municipalities that all might have something different. A third option was changing the state law to give officers more authority to check on weapons and people who carry them. James said all an officer can do right now is demand to see whether the gun is unloaded. The officer can't ask for ID to see if the person is legally allowed to have the weapon. Convicted felons and mentally ill people are forbidden from carrying, for example. And can't run the gun's serial number to see if it's been stolen from its rightful owner. By far, the survey of members was, ban it completely. It just makes it simpler, James said. Open carry advocates clearly disagree, as Walter Stanley of Livermore told my colleagues a few months ago, when everyone carries a gun, misreading situations is less likely. We want not just police and criminals to be carrying guns, but law-abiding citizens as well. An armed society is a polite society. Hear ye. Now, folks, this entire story, paragraph by paragraph, makes me want to vomit more and more as I go on. This is unfreaking believable. When this guy, James, says that his concerns are twofold. One is officer safety. This puts an officer between a rock and a hard spot. Do we treat the gun as, oh, it's just an open carry, or do we treat it as we are trained to do from day one at the academy, that it's possibly a danger? Let's address that. First of all, laws and rights that are given to us are not on the books in the Constitution based on officer safety. Why, might you ask? Because there is no such thing as police during the adoption of the Constitution. It was about 80 years later, 75 years later, roughly, when we had the very first police department that came on the scene on the East Coast back in the mid-1800s. And what were the police there to do? Well, they were not carrying arms. They were there, as I've said many, many times before, to assist the productive people in society from the dregs of society that were unproductive and were being harassed by this criminal element. The police were there to assist the citizens. You understand? Later, it turned into a group there to enforce laws. They were originally around to enforce morality for the working class. Now, they have turned into enforcing laws. At this point in time, there's no law against carrying openly in California an unloaded handgun. But because the cops don't like it, they want a law that says you can't do it so they can start arresting people. Because the police don't like it. Can you imagine? It's because the police don't like it. Now, the police are an absolute minority in society. If you take the millions upon millions of people in California, then you extract those who are police officers, or as they would refer to themselves, law enforcement officers, because they're enforcing laws. They're not policing anymore. They're enforcing laws. And you will have a few thousand police officers. You might have, including LAPD being as large as, you might have, let's say, maybe 18,000 police officers in all of California. Maybe 20. Out of roughly 20 million people. So if you do the math, that's an incredibly small percentage of the actual population. if there was any segment of the population in California that had 1/10,000th of the population out there, would we listen to them when we wanted to have a law passed? Here's 20 million people here, 20,000 of you want this law passed. Are we going to listen to you? The answer is, quite certainly, no, it's not. It's so bad in California that when the people pass a voted upon referendum statewide and millions vote on it and vote for it, the opposition finds a single judge to consider and rule it unconstitutional. Therefore, subjecting the will of the people against themselves, saying it's unconstitutional. In San Francisco, the people of San Francisco voted about a year ago to ban handguns in the city. To ban guns in the city. Of course, that's unconstitutional too. You cannot have a majority of people saying, I don't want the rest of the people to be able to exercise their rights. They are rights. You cannot take them away. However, in California now, because the cops are getting involved, they think that they should be able to take away your rights. What are you going to do about it, California? What are you going to do? Stay tuned.
You can have the alcohol and tobacco. Leave the firearms to us. Right now, the 2A Radio Show with Bill Carnes.
Welcome back. So we're carrying on about this story in California where the California Association of Police Chiefs wants to ban open carry in California. Now, let's get this right. You, the police chiefs, a couple of things to consider. First of all, you are the servants to society. We are the masters of society. So you are our paid servants. You understand that? And the servants in California, if you want to carry concealed in California, the way the law is, you have to go to the chief servant, that being your police chief, and then from there, your sheriff, unless you just live in the county area, you can go straight to the sheriff, and ask them, a mother may I, excuse me, Mr. Chief Servant, I am one of the masters of society, Chief Servant, may I please have a concealed weapons permit, sir? And then they can wave their magic wand and say, yeah, or more likely, no. You don't have a good enough reason to carry a gun. So I'm going to say no. And at the same token, the Supreme Court ruled back in the early 80s that the police have absolutely no legal obligation to have to provide essential services such as police protection to any individual citizen of the United States. So again, we have the masters of society, that's you and I, going to our servants in the police department, law enforcement department, and asking the chief servant if they'll allow me to carry a gun concealed. The very person that has no legal obligation for themselves or any of the servant minions underneath them to provide you police protection, you have to ask them, according to California state law, if you can be allowed, if you can have the privilege of having a concealed handgun to protect yourself. Really? Really? Now, how ass backwards is that? Again, makes me want to vomit. And then he goes on by saying, he says, do we treat guns that we see as, oh, it's just an open carry, or do we treat it as we're trained to do from day one at the academy, that it's possibly a danger? Well, that tells me right there it's a training issue. I remember reading a story years ago about a guy who was in Colombia. in the 80s, late 80s, which is a bad time to be in Colombia, carried a 1911. There was a big shootout going on. He pulled his gun and he took cover, did not engage. And later he was wondering to himself, did I take the safety off of my 1911 or not? I couldn't remember. Well, that's a training issue. If the safety mechanism on a handgun isn't absolutely unconscious and completely reflexive, then you haven't trained up to the task. If you're not sure how to handle somebody with a open carry gun, then you're not up to the task. You need to train yourselves into it. He said the other issue of public safety says is the assumption is being made that guns aren't loaded. And if I see you walking down the street with that nice handgun and I have my loaded gun and I decide to take your unloaded gun from you, I have the advantage. It's an open target for people to be robbed of their unloaded handguns. All right, that's absolutely absurd. Absolutely absurd. Imagine you have a loaded gun. You're a bad guy. You're walking around with a loaded gun. And you see somebody walking around with a gun. Are they going to be your intended target? Not a chance. Not a freaking chance are you going to go after somebody with a gun. You have no idea what's going on with that person. If they are ballsy enough to be walking around in California with a gun on them, they're ballsy enough to use it, and they're probably trained up to the task to get it deployed and working rather quickly. They're also probably heads up enough to make sure that they can identify you in a flat heartbeat when the boys in blue, green, red, white, brown, orange, or whatever they're wearing these days show up to take the report and then admonish you for carrying a gun. What an asinine statement. I see you with a nice handgun, I might steal it from you. You know what? You're talking about allowing criminals to just keep carrying guns themselves. The issue here, chief servant, is not that people should even be walking around with empty handguns in California. They should be loaded! They should be loaded. Because you are under no legal obligation to be there, and even if you are there, I flat guarantee you, the people on your police department and all the rest of them in California, for the most part, don't know how to shoot. You have a 17% hit ratio. Now, let me put that a different way. An 83% miss ratio when you actually do shoot. Citizen-involved shootings have a dramatically higher percentage of hit ratios than the police. Who is it that should be armed? Well, it ain't the cops. You guys shoot everybody else. You think that a gun turns somebody into a madman? No, that's only part of the equation. The other half of the equation is a badge to go with the gun and put you on the clock. That turns you into a homicidal madman. Read the papers. I got a story coming up in the next segment. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Gun control, loved by dictators since 1917. The 2A radio show with Bill Carnes is back. 1-800-313-9443.
All right. So, let's see here. We're talking about cops and how trustworthy are they with guns. Let's see here. An FBI agent has been convicted in a legal gun sales case. This is out of El Paso, Texas. A federal jury says a suspended El Paso FBI agent is guilty of selling guns without a permit and lying to federal agents about it. John Thomas Shipley has been suspended from his job since last year. On Wednesday, jurors found him guilty of 6 counts, including importing or manufacturing firearms and dealing firearms without a license. He was also convicted of 4 counts of causing a firearms dealer to maintain false records and 1 count of making a false statement. Now, something tells me ATF yanked that dealer's license as well. Shipley is set to be sentenced on July 8th. He is accused of acting as a gun dealer while trying to sell guns via the internet site, and buying 54 guns from 2005 to 2008 and illegally selling all but 3 of those weapons. Now, in Texas, it's pretty tough to buy and sell guns and do it illegally. It's Texas. This guy managed to do it. Must be some pretty egregious violations. Now, a lot of anti-gunners believe that only cops should have guns because they're trustworthy. And we as citizens are not trustworthy. They believe, somehow, merely possessing a gun turns you into some homicidal maniac. Well, I counter that to saying, well, homicidal maniac with a gun, you might need a gun, but you generally need other elements. One of those other elements, oftentimes, is a badge. Just listen to these. I just did a very, very quick Google. And this is what I found on the first page here. Cop gets life in prison for supermarket shooting rampage. Okay, that's one of them. Cop pleads guilty in Katrina Bridge shooting. Shooting the messenger. Cop convicted of killing an unarmed motorist. Edgewater cop convicted in a fatal shooting. Former New Orleans cop pleads guilty to the Danziger Bridge shooting. He was a cop at the time. This is just on page 1. What was that, 4 or 5 news stories right there? They only give us 10 on the first page? Now, here would be an interesting thing. Very, very interesting. You take everybody in the country who's a cop and who has been a cop over, say, the last 20 years. Right? You find out how many of those people, and you got to consider, anybody that's a cop has not been a convicted felon. And they have not been convicted of any sort of a gun crime. All right? Maybe a crime that maybe had a gun involved in it, such as they were driving like an ass and got pulled over and they had a gun in the car. That's not a gun crime. That's a crime. There happens to be a gun there. So forget about those. But an actual gun crime. Then you take the number of citizens in this country who own guns and the percentage of them who previously had had no conviction and now are convicted of some sort of a egregious gun crime. And you find out who has the higher percentage. Is it cops that are violating the law with a higher percentage? Or is it the citizens violating the law with a higher percentage? It would be very interesting to find out. You also have to realize, in certain parts of the country, there are many, many times where cops do things that if a citizen did them, the citizen would be strung out on a yardarm and imprisoned forever. Where, because a cop does it, there's no problem. A Las Vegas cop murdered a suspect last summer. Murdered him. And he was sent away scot-free. Flat out murdered an unarmed suspect. This is not the first time. Las Vegas Metro has killed people. One guy had a hero sandwich. Another guy had a basketball. Several people have had nothing. The one I just referenced from last summer, the cop shot an unarmed guy walking away from him with a taser. Why? He was being investigated. The cops go up, they start asking him questions. And he asks, am I under arrest? No. All right. Well, then I'm going to assume that I'm free to go and I'm leaving. Well, one of the detectives involved didn't like that. The guy realized, look, if I'm not officially being detained, if you refuse to tell me I'm officially being detained, you're just asking me questions, then I'm going to leave because I have the right to remain silent and if I'm not being detained, I'm gone. Well, the cop didn't like this guy exercising his rights, so he tased him. The guy ended up sweeping his arm. It hit the lines, those electric probes of the taser. The taser flew out of the cop's hand. The guy picked it up. Then the cop pulls out his gun and shoots the guy in the back and kills him. Cop gets away scot-free. In New Jersey, you can't do anything wrong in New Jersey. Seven cops were just under investigation for gang raping a college student. Nope, couldn't find that there was enough involved in that, so we're going to let you guys go. I read a story just last year about a New Jersey cop that blew right through a four-way stop sign, hit a minivan, and killed two girls in the minivan because he was chasing somebody that was going over the speed limit. All right, so we figured, forget about this four-way stop. I'm just going to blow through it. And he killed two girls. Anybody else? Yeah. You'd be in prison. Nope, this guy's back out on the streets. There are so many stories of this sort of police abuse. And now we have this absolute jackass out of Emeryville, California, who wants to ban anybody being able to carry a gun in California. He says, all the polls I've seen, the average citizen is uneasy seeing a gun. His Emeryville police officers, when they're in plain clothes, must, by department policy, keep their gun concealed. Because people are uneasy seeing it. You know, I gotta tell you, I'm uneasy hearing some people's views when it comes to their First Amendment right to stand up on their soapbox and spew some of the garbage coming out of their filth hole. I'm uneasy hearing that. That doesn't mean that they have to shut up. If people are uneasy seeing guns, that doesn't mean that people should not carry guns. He continues, he said, the California Police Chiefs Association did a statewide survey amongst themselves to gauge its members' concern about the open carry movement. So the servants are asking the other servants what they think about it and what the best approach is. So what they're thinking is, yeah, we should just ban it. We, the servants, should ban it so that the masters can't carry their guns. They also say that an officer right now, all they can do is demand to see whether or not the gun is unloaded. The officer cannot ask for ID to see if the person is legally allowed to have the weapon and can't run the gun's serial number to see if the gun's been stolen from its rightful owner. Okay, simply because somebody is carrying around a gun, a cop's going to want to stop him to see if the gun's unloaded. All right. Let me give you an example of this. Years ago, you were not allowed to carry, if you owned a pickup truck in California, you were not allowed to carry anything at all in it unless you had a commercial license plate. Like you couldn't go down to the store and buy yourself a sofa or a lawn chair or something, put it in the back of your pickup truck and drive it home. Because that was considered a commercial use of the vehicle. You couldn't carry anything without commercial plates. Now, later that got overturned. But that would be like having a pickup truck with one of those solid tonneau covers over the bed back in the day. And a cop seeing that you have a pickup truck. Okay, I need to make sure that that pickup truck is unloaded. So I'm going to stop him. And I'm going to have him lift up the tonneau cover or drop the tailgate so I can see to make sure it's unloaded. If that's all the problem is, great, it's unloaded, there's nothing in the pickup truck, I can leave. Because that's the reason I stopped him. But now what they're going to want to do is they're going to want to check the guy's ID to make sure he has the right class of license to be able to drive that pickup, make sure it's registered properly. And then on top of that, he's going to want to run the VIN number of the pickup truck to make sure it's not stolen from its rightful owner. Do you see this slippery slope, this wicked web that's been woven? Now, if I'm driving around California years ago during this deal, this is even in the 80s, with a pickup truck, with a non-commercial plate on it, and a tonneau cover over the back of the truck, tonneau, a cover over the bed, and a cop stops me merely for wanting to peek in the back. Don't you have something better to do, Jack? Are you absolutely a misdemeanor cop in a felony world? Do you, is this really what we're looking at? Now, what I'd like to know is how many times in California someone's been stopped open carrying since this movement began about a year ago, and the cops have actually found a loaded gun. I'd also like to know how many times they've just said, you know, for, or I should say what percentage of the time they actually decide to stop people and look. Because what they're doing now is they're using their time, effort, energy, and calling backup and everybody else coming to check on someone who's not violating the law. Now, if you're allowed to walk down the sidewalk, the right side of the sidewalk as the direction you're facing, chewing gum, but they have trouble that sometimes people spit their gum out on the sidewalk and it sticks to other shoes, and there's some sort of code against that. Are you going to stop everyone who's chewing gum? And are you going to stop them and make sure that they understand that there is a right way to dispose of the gum when they're done chewing it? Either swallowing it, spitting it into something else and throwing it away, or whatever? No. You don't see them doing that. They're doing that with a gun. Because they're dealing with the instrument, not the people. Far more people in California die by vehicles. Far more people across the country die in vehicles. Right? A lot of people driving on suspended licenses. Do you stop every single person driving a car to ensure that their license is good? No. But now they want to make sure that everyone's approved somehow to carry a gun. Nah, let's just make it easier. Let's just not allow them to carry guns. Now, by far, the members of the California Police Chiefs Association, he says, by far, the survey of membership was ban open carry completely. It just makes it simpler. Okay, it makes it simpler for you, the pathetic minions. What it does not do is it does not increase safety anywhere in California. It makes it tougher. It puts more power and authority in the hands of you, the pathetic minions, the servants. It puts more power and authority into your hands and takes the safety away from the citizens, the actual bosses. You people have your heads buried so far up your backside, you're probably using your belly buttons as a periscope. It is unbelievable to me that American society has gotten to this, where the cops believe that they should be the only ones armed. They should be the ones to enforce the laws on the rest of society. You know, the Founding Fathers knew long ago that the people could take care and manage themselves. The government was there to handle the affairs that the people were not able to handle on a daily basis. One of the affairs we are able to handle on a daily basis is our own security. Do you get that? You know, Thomas Jefferson once said in a letter, he said, "A strong body makes the mind strong. As to the species of exercise, I advise the gun. While this gives moderate exercise to the body, it gives boldness, enterprise, and independence to the mind. Games played with the ball, and others of that nature, are too violent for the body and stamp no character on the mind. Let your gun, therefore, be your constant companion of your walks." Thomas Jefferson, one of the Founding Fathers. Here's another quote by another Founding Father, Samuel Adams. Some of you think of him as the brewmaster. No, the beer came later. He says, "It does not require a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen to set brush fires in people's minds." Now, that's where how we have arrived the way that society is now. We need to reverse it. Now, coming up on the 19th, April 19th, that is the anniversary of the Concord-Lexington battle, And that will also be the Second Amendment March, which has really been downgraded to a group of people hanging out, which sucks. I mean, that it could have been so much more. You know, if you want to hear a good opinion of it, Dave Champion from the Dave Champion Show, it's 3 o'clock Central Time here on RBN. Dave did a bit on that just yesterday, late in his show. So go look up the archives. Go to DaveChampionShow.com and look it up, or go to the RBN archives and look it up. He absolutely reflected my sentiments on this whole thing when it comes to the Second Amendment March. And how it's really been downgraded to something that's just not going to work. It's a total waste of time at this point, because they're trying to be polite about it. Well, it's the armed society that is the polite society. It's the unarmed society that bows to the wishes of the unconstitutional, immoral laws, regulations, codes, or orders of those servant minions of ours who are in government that have effectively turned the citizens of this country into unarmed subjects by the droves. And the Second Amendment March, as it's called, is a pure example of exactly that. Stay tuned. More to come.
Your right to listen and take action shall not be infringed. The 2A Radio Show with Bill Carnes is back.
Back up, I'll take you on. Headstrong to take on anyone. I know that you are wrong if this is not where you belong.
Now, in stark contrast to what we've been talking about today, in Ashtabula County, Ohio, they've had to lay off over half of the sheriff's deputies. They had to reduce from 112 down to 49. Okay, that's the largest physical landmass county within Ohio. 720 square miles. And the sheriff, Billy Johnson, can't do anything about it. He doesn't have the money. He can't keep the people on. They have a jail which can hold up to 140 prisoners. There's only 30 in there because the staff has to be reduced. There are over 700 accused criminals that should be in jail that are on a waiting list to serve time in jail, some of them violent. And what does the local judge say? He says the citizens should arm themselves. Be very careful, be vigilant, get in touch with your neighbors, because we're going to have to look after each other. Much different way of going about it. Now, with that, I would like to re-mention, time is getting very, very short to sign up. You only have a few days to do this. I am running the 2-day defensive weekend handgun shooting course for California gubernatorial candidate Shalene Nightingale the weekend of May 1st and 2nd. That's in 2 weeks. 2 weeks and 2 days. It's $200. It's nothing. It is a walk in the park. All the money goes to Shalene's campaign. Myself and the other instructors coming with me, professional cadre, great group of guys, are donating our time. You're going to get 3 days worth of defensive handgun training in only two. 2 days on the range, 3 days worth of training. Why? Because we've done this with several thousand students and we know what the hell we're doing. You're going to get a lot of training, about 500 rounds downrange. To see more and to sign up, go to nightingaleforgovernor.com or go to my site, 2A, as in Second Amendment, 2aradio.com. Click on the banner. Takes you to a Facebook page. You can look at all the stuff. Check it out. Sign up. Really, sign up. I mean, you've got like maybe 4 or 5 days left to sign up. This is going to be an incredibly good course at a very nice range. And it's $200. You can't beat that, guys. You can find these courses for $1,000 or more all over the country. This is $200, and you're not going to find any better instruction by any better group of guys anywhere in the free world. honestly, you're not going to get better instruction. Whether you're a brand new novice, never before shot a handgun shooter, or you're a seasoned pro who carries for a living, you are going to get better. Remarkably better. So please, look into that, sign up, get her done. You get to meet me, you get to meet Shalene, and you get some great handgun training. I'd like to close by saying, to those of you within our government, we will be watching you. In Congress, the executive and judicial branches all very closely as we organize to save our freedom, liberty, and country. We will not become the subjects of governmental rule. Stay tuned for The Control Factor coming up next.
Bill will be here tomorrow. Will your freedoms? The 2A Radio Show, 7 a.m. Pacific, 9 Central, Monday through Friday.